Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Big game at GMHBA Stadium tomorrow night, Jess, as the Cats take on Kawana.
An old friend that hasn't been past the studio for a while now, Tim. Claudia Gunjaka, welcome back to the Tim and Jess Show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm keen to be back again. Yeah. It's been a while.
Well, we figured out why you probably haven't visited us this year. You're getting your fix of like podcasting and radio because you've been promoted to one of the tripods that is the Yeah the Girls podcast. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun actually this year and, you know, get to dive into something that I probably do enjoy a little bit, sort of more that media side. So it's been good fun.
We were just talking before we came on air that the last episode, it was recorded in a very special place.
Yes.
A special place to a lot of not just the Cats AFLW players, but the men's players as well at Chin Chin at GMHBA Stadium.
Yep, which is always a great place to go get a really good feed and a fun time there too. It's good atmosphere, so it was great to record the potty there too as well.
A very cool spot, and obviously this weekend it's very do or die for the girls. How are we feeling on the way to the game on Friday?
I think the feeling around the club is just pretty pumped, to be honest. We're sort of not looking ahead past Friday and, you know, we've got to get our job done first. So as soon as we get that done, then we can look forward. But I think everyone's pretty in the zone to get Friday.
I was going to say, I bumped into Amy McDonald and Georgie Prasparkas at the WNBL last night and they both just seemed laser focused. they were in it. They were enjoying it. But you could tell that there's still work to do. Obviously, it's frustrating because need the win to get into the eight. Then by Sunday, it might all come crumbling down. Are you just essentially treating it like all we can do is control Friday and then whatever happens, like we can't go back and fix whatever at the start of the year. It's just this Friday night against the Crows. That's all we can control.
Yeah, basically. I think that's the main piece of advice everyone's always told is control what you can control. So we'll control Friday's game, hopefully. And we'll leave, I don't know, the world to make up the rest of it. But hopefully we'll just get a win on Friday. Be good.
How are you feeling? Because I know that there's been quite a fair few injuries at the club. Have you managed to stay out of the injury list?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good.
Still here,
touch wood. Touch all the wood.
Yeah. We had our last training today, so I've got through, so that's nice. But no, I'm feeling good. There's still plenty of players that are also feeling pretty good, obviously. It's been a crazy hectic season with the condensed period and all that too, so it's been challenging, I guess, across the whole competition, not just our team. So, but yeah, we're feeling pretty good.
The plus side of obviously lots of injuries, and it's hard to take the plus out of it, is opportunities for girls that might not be getting it if that wasn't the case. And we've seen some people really stand up, and I know it was a bit sad for Brodie O'Rourke's first game. She finally got out there and what she hurt her collarbone within about 30 seconds of getting on the ground.
And that's a tough injury too.
What's it been like seeing so many of your mates getting these opportunities to play like their first game of AFLW? That must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty special to watch them. I guess you always end up back in your shoes of when you first debuted and got that opportunity. And so it reminds you of that. And it's pretty special seeing them get that opportunity. I think Dan's always saying how everyone's got to be ready on the list, so you will get your chance and your time to come, so you just got to make the most of it when you do.
There's one thing I've noticed this year, and I spoke to it to Jess about this, when like you're having a great year and it's so good to see that you're absolutely killing it, you just seem a bit more cheesed off. You see, I don't know, you're pointing, you're yelling, whether it's to your teammates or the opposition.
She's letting the rage
fly. Is that the real Claudia Gunjaka that gets like white line fever? Because it's good, you just seem a bit
chewy. She's come like smiling into the studio. It's not the same Claudia we see.
I'm very smiley off the field. On the field, you know, you just want to get your stuff done. I am Croatian, so the Croatian rage probably comes out of it too. On field, it's probably the only time I allow it to come out. So, I'm, you know, pretty focused when I'm on the field. So if something gets in the way, then yeah.
Because I wasn't sure, because like your face is saying that you seem a little bit annoyed, but you might be saying like, really good effort. Like, really appreciate that.
No, in our defensive line, we are very talking all the time and communicating, which is super important for us to play as a team in that defensive line. So it probably looks like I'm yelling, but I'm just telling them what to do.
I think
something like that.
We need to mic Claudia up for a game.
Yeah. Well, I think they did, but it's illegal. Yeah. The audio, can't scrap it. Claudia, if you still have time, we wouldn't mind you sticking around after this song.
Absolutely.
Because there's something that happens on the Yeah the Girls podcast that I really enjoy, and I want all three of us to take part of this, and you can kind of lead the charge if you're happy to. Okay?
Yeah, happy to.
Claudia, playing well this year, but you're really shining on a different front as well as one of the hosts of the Yeah the Girls podcast. podcast with Becky Webster and Georgie Rankin. How have you felt the workload on top of your footy this year by being one of the podcast hosts?
Oh, I'm pretty lucky. The podcast is a very fun environment and very chill. So, yeah. You know, Becky and G also put in a bit of work as well. So I probably do the bare minimum, really, let's face it. But no, it's good fun. It, you know, takes up a little bit of time, but that's fine. Because if it's fun and enjoyable, then I'm happy to do it.
All right. So there's something that I noticed that the start of one of the podcasts that I thought we could do. I want to do sweet and sour.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like it's a good positive space. So, Jess, can you tell Jess and people listening what sweet and sour is?
Well, so, basically, we usually run through our sweet and sour. So, what's your sweet of the week? And it literally could be anything. Could be that you, for instance, last week I got Coldplay tickets. So
nice.
That was my sweet of the week. And then we then usually shift to a sour. Or we'll do it vice versa. Start with the bad, end with the good. Either either. Doesn't matter. And just your sour of the week, which, again, can be anything. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I think we could do this. This is nice.
You guys don't use like happy, lovely music, but I thought I just wanted to see if that kind of...
That would be good.
Lift spirits.
Because we can mix between, for the sweet, we can play some nice music, yep. And then for the sour...
Look at Tim edging to become your producer on the podcast.
I need extra work. Okay, so does anyone... Jess, you want to start with your sweet?
Sweet.
Potentially. Okay. So something good this week that's going well.
Yeah, sure. I only have a couple of weeks left of my course. I'm starting to become a celebrant with the Gordon. And I got an assignment mark back, and it was so good that my husband bought me ice cream.
Oh,
to
my
celebrate.
God, I love
so
that.
A literal
That's
sweet.
A literal sweet.
What flavor?
I got like the chocolate soft serve from Macca's.
Yum,
it
best.
Was stunning.
Okay. have you got, since that, well, Jess, I guess we'll go into now the sour.
Oh, okay. Oh, today I opened my drink bottle and I thought I was opening the top lid, but I opened the second one and I just poured water on myself in front of everyone and a stranger that we'd just been introduced to.
Oh,
so I may still be wet, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Claudia. Yeah. But I gave, the office a bit of a wet t-shirt competition.
Tens all round.
11.
Yeah. So that was my sour for the week. I didn't enjoy that. I'm still quite cold, actually.
I'm happy to go next if
Please.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with my sweet. I think it was on Tuesday morning, beautiful day across Geelong.
Yeah.
My wife and my son and I, we went for a bike ride to the library in Armstrong Creek.
Cute.
And it's the furthest we've ever rode together as a family.
Wow.
And my son was asking me to play round and round the garden.
Cute.
Even though he was on the bike and I'm using
very
my hand.
Cute.
I was like, this is adorable. This
Dad's busy.
It was a very beautiful father moment for myself. So that's probably my sweet. For my sour is that the library was closed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, what a roller coaster of a morning.
Yeah. The website, like when you check online, like...
Yeah.
Library. It said 9 a.m., but it's actually, in fact,
how do you explain that to your toddler?
It's sweet sour, not sad.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, no, okay.
Sad. Okay.
All right.
Claudia. So, that was all right. Would you like your sweet or your sour?
Oh, well, we can start with our sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sweet was heading away to Perth with the team.
Hey, yeah.
It's always fun travelling, and I've got some family friends over there too, so I got to catch up with them as
Who
well.
Do you room with? Do you guys get
No,
put
we
in...
room on our own.
Oh,
thankfully. But if I had to room with anyone, it would be Chantal Emmonson, because she just gets me and gets that I want space.
So even when you're with someone, you just want someone that wants to leave you alone.
Basically, yeah.
Who's the person you'd least like to room with?
Ooh, least like to room with. I'm going to say Zali Friswell, because her sleep hygiene. No, it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
I just want to sit on TikTok for an hour and go to sleep.
Yep.
Okay.
You've got to do your doom scrolling at the end of the day. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of doom, what's your sour for the week, Claudia Dujaka?
My sour, well, at the stadium, actually, parking can be a bit scarce when there's everything going on, and there's a lot of construction at the moment, so there's limited parking. So I decided to park in an area that's a no parking, which often happens, but this bus driver got out of his bus and started yelling at me because he couldn't fit his bus through. So I got yelled at, and I was...
Don't you know who I am?
I'm not confrontational, so I didn't like it at all. So then I got out and moved my car.
Claudia, yeah, we've seen you on the football field.
But this was in the car park, so I'm not confrontational.
Like, could you actually come onto the ground and then I'll be able to...
Come on the ground and then we'll talk.
This is Tim and Jess.
With it being Halloween today, the 31st of October, I thought that I'd share some good news for those of you that maybe believe in the paranormal.
Oh.
Now, Jess, you're a firm believer of ghosts and those kind of things, out of body.
The supernatural.
Supernatural. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this will be good news for you because paranormal investigators, they believe ghosts are dying out.
What do you mean?
Yeah, this is, it's so funny.
So many of them are crossing over. We're losing them.
A paranormal expert, he has compiled more than a decade's worth of paranormal analysis and activity, and he believes that ghosts, like humans, have a limited lifespan.
God.
So if you die and become a ghost, don't think you'll be haunting people forever. You also have a life expectancy.
Wow.
They went to 100 well-known haunted spots and recorded sightings and spirits spanning back hundreds of years. And they have started seeing less and less over the last, 10, 20 years compared to the last 80 years beforehand. So it's all kind of funneling down to a point.
Wow.
And, they're saying that ghosts seem to have a limited lifespan, just like living humans. In simple term, the second law of thermodynamics tells us that energy tends to disperse and degrade over time.
Wow.
If that's what, this man's a doctor of hubbub. So let's
sort of keep that in there. Hubbub.
Pushkin and all these things.
What's your doctorate in? Oh, hubbub.
Hubbub and doctors and ghosts and those kind of things. He said, I would argue that the findings show ghosts do conform to the second law of thermodynamics. They're running out of energy and they don't want to interact because they're so tired. Ghosts are so old and tired, they can't even spook us anymore.
But what about new ghosts? Where are all the new ghosts going?
Maybe it's not cool to be a ghost in the afterlife these days.
People are just crossing over more often now.
Yeah, and they go, ugh, nah. Maybe people that were passing away 100 years ago, maybe they had a really bad life and people were really wronged them and it was 1920.
The assumptions you're
making. It was 1920 and the Black Plague was rife. And they were like, well, I'm going to get mine. And now they're like, oh, boo. Ah, my back. So those screams in the night aren't actually people trying to be scared by ghosts. It's them with their chronic lower back pain. It makes so much more sense.
I love that even as a ghost, you've got chronic lower back pain.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that will follow me throughout my... You know, if I'm reincarnated into a butterfly, I'm sure one of my wings won't work. it'll be sad. And then after that, I'll be a camel with no humps.
Yeah. And
something will be off every single time I come around. But I thought today would be a good day to share this news that I've seen from...
Never a good day to share news that ghosts are disappearing. But, I guess it depends how you look at it.
So you want them to stick around?
Well, if they've got unfinished business, let them go about their business.
What if they're
as long as they're leaving me alone, I'm happy with ghosts being everywhere.
If I go, you'll be the number one person I haunt.
What are you going to do?
I mean, today I was messing with you with our run sheet, what we put on the show.
Don't even get me started.
You were putting bats on it and I was just making the bats bigger.
Sue me. I wanted to have a little bit of fun today. Yeah. Put a few
Halloween
bats. I was having
so much fun making massive bats on our run sheet, so much so that we couldn't actually know what was on the show. And if that's all it takes to slightly irritate you, haunting you will be a breeze. And Dr. Hubbub will have no idea what to do with me because I'll be a young ghost. I'll be out there. I'll be doing running club haunting. That's how fit I'll be when I go to the afterlife.
This is Tim and Jess.
People are studying and exam cramming at the moment, Jess, for VCE exams.
Yeah, and look, the exams are going to continue for the next couple of weeks. Tomorrow afternoon, though, we are going to see the biology and general maths exams. And we like to help out students across the state, but particularly here in Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Exclusively.
With a little bit of exam cramming.
Yep, you and I, we take turns being the examiners, and then we get Will in here and the other person gets to essentially take that exam with them. Will, good afternoon from the newsroom.
Will's just doing every exam.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't think about that. Jess and I at least get a bit of a break. But you weren't super thrilled about biology or general mathematics.
Particularly maths. Mm. Biology, can be hit or miss.
I will correct you both. It is math. It's not maths. It is math.
Says, okay. It's actually mathematics if you
But no, but
really
if we're shortening it, it is
general
math.
General maths. Yeah.
So I'm just going to put that out.
Well, there you go. So it's a good start, isn't it?
All right. Well, on to...
That's question one.
Really, really positive attitudes. Let's get into this. I'm going to start with biology.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start with biology because I want to see math later on.
Okay.
What part of the plant is primarily responsible for photosynthesis? Now, these are all going to be multiple choice
answers.
Okay,
great.
A, the roots, B, the stems, C, the leaves, or D, the flowers?
I feel like it's got to be leaves, right?
I feel I'm pretty...
Are you vibing leaves?
I'm pretty confident it's leaves.
Do you understand the process of photosynthesis?
Yes. I watched that episode of The Simpsons.
All right, well, it is the leaves. It is the leaves. Okay, which of the following animals is known for having the ability to regenerate lost limbs? Is it A, an elephant, B, a starfish, C, a goldfish, or D, human beings?
I think it's a starfish. Starfish. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because all the other animals don't.
Thank you for explaining your work. This is what
we're going to say, some sort of lizard. You know how some lizards can like grow their tail back?
Yeah.
That'd be ridiculous.
I love I'd love the idea of like an elephant just like regenerating its big
stump. Or a human being for that matter.
Yeah.
Do you mean trunk?
No, like the stumpy legs.
Oh.
Sure, trunk, okay.
What is the primary function of the mitochondria in a cell?
Oh, God.
Is it A, to create proteins, B, to store genetic information, C, to produce energy, or D, transport nutrients? There is nothing about it being the powerhouse of the cell.
Oh, God. Is it D?
I think it's A or C. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
A is create proteins.
Protein or energy.
C is produce energy, or D is transport nutrients.
So I'm going to go... You said D, but you skipped B.
Well, because you said it was either A, C, or D. So
I'm going with D.
Jess, you're going with D. Will, what are you going with?
The protein one.
You're both wrong. it is C, to produce energy.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
So I'm failing miserably there on the end of the biology exam.
Oh, God. We're going to pick it up in the maths.
General
here we go.
Mathematics, that's a point off. You just said maths. if pizza is cut into 8 equal slices and you eat 3 slices, what fraction of the pizza is left? A, 1/4. B, 5/8. C, 3/8. Or D, 1/2.
Going with 5/8.
Slices did I eat?
You've had if the pizza is cut into 8 equal slices and you eat 3 of them.
5/8 is 5 left.
Yeah.
Come on. That's not actually...
I wanted to tailor it to you two individually. All right.
Hey, I did advanced Kumon, all right? I'm ready for this.
That's what we're teaching our kids in year 12.
If you roll a standard 6-sided die, what is the probability of rolling a 2, a 4, or a 6? A, 1/6, B, 1/3, C, 1/2, or D, 2/3?
1/2.
C, 1/2.
Yeah. Yes.
Again, I'm trying to keep it at both of your levels.
Give us a hard one.
All right, you want the hard one? You have a jar with 10 marbles. 4 red, 3 blue, and 3 green. If you randomly pick one marble, what is the probability that it is not red? Is it A, 2/5, B, 3/5, C, 1/2, or D, 3/10?
Yeah. No, I missed the start.
Not
so
red.
How many?
It's not red.
You have a jar with 10 marbles.
How many red marbles are
4
there?
Red, 3 blue, and 3 green. If you randomly pick one marble, what is the probability that it's not red?
So six out of 10 of them aren't red.
Yeah.
So that's 1/5. No.
That's not an option.
No.
2/5, 3/5, 1/2, or 3/10.
2/5.
No, I'm going to go with 3/5.
It is 3/5, yeah. Jess.
It is
simplified
is
from 6/10.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Damn it.
All right. Yeah.
And that's why Will does journalism.
Yeah, he does journalism, not maths. So, now I've lost a point because I've said maths. All right. Well, fantastic. Good luck to everyone doing the biology and general mathematics exam tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Best of luck to you. Exam cram is complete. Thank you very much, Will.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.